You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Football Media Days. Today we're joined by Millsaps College head football coach Aaron Pelch. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Coach, you're entering your second season as the head football coach at Millsaps. Talk us through, give us a brief recap of that first year and as you come into your second year with a full year under your belt.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first year is always probably the hardest year. You're getting in and you're trying to install your systems. You're trying to get the team on the same page and get them going in the direction that you want them going in. So there were definitely some challenges early on, and I think it showed in our play. We struggled early in the season, and what really pulled us through, I think, was our senior leadership. And the guys that that had been in the program for a long time really pulled us together late in the season and rattled off five in a row. So I think that it was some growing pains early on with the coaching staff adjusting to the players adjusting to the coaching staff, and the new things that we were doing. And once we hit our rhythm and our stride, really got together on the thing, I think that we played more like we would like to play and the way that we want people to view us as a football team in those last five games of the season. So after the season, it was just, focusing on the things that we could get better in our off season and in the limited spring practices that we have. So heading into this year, it's more organized as far as the players have an understanding of the way we want things done, and everybody's really on board right now, so it's been nice.
Coach, you guys closed out, the Majors closed out 2010, winning your last five games. What kind of momentum did that give your team heading into a spring practice and then eventually now into camp as you gear up for 2011?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of the media and a lot of people outside the program talk about the five-game win streak, heading into the end of the season, but I don't think that we've ever necessarily talked about it as a football team. You know, we try not to look at what we've done in the past, and we try not to look any further than the next day or the next game or whatever it is. So as far as momentum goes, I don't know that it necessarily gave us any momentum. I think what it did is gave us a solid foundation and gave a foundation for our kids, our returners that were coming back, something they could carry into the spring and be successful, and then hopefully take what we got out of the spring, what we got out of the summer, and push that through into fall camp. So it's not something that we talk much about.
Coach, you guys, the Majors were the coach's preseason favorite to win the SCAC. How do you manage as a coach, how do you manage those expectations among your staff and ultimately among the rest of the rest of the team?
Well, I think it's very flattering, obviously, to be the top choice, but I look at it kind of, we were the top choice by default. If DePaul would have stayed in the league, there's no way that we would have been the top choice. They definitely would have been the favorite. Beyond that, we finished second in the league last year, so it makes sense in a way. I was in this conference 3 years as an assistant before I became a head coach here, and I know that the conference championship runs through San Antonio, and it always has. It has for the last however many years, and they're always going to be a threat. They're always going to be a very good football team, and with the rise of Birmingham Southern and Center College playing a lot better, and you got two new head coaches in the league, that are going to bring some excitement and some changes to their program. I mean, it's, being number one to me is difficult. So managing the expectations of the team and the staff, you just have to stay grounded. And you have to talk about what is most important, which is this upcoming game versus Mississippi College for us, which is a huge rivalry game and can really help us set the tone for the season.
Coach, you returned some potent offensive weapons, including Garrett, a quarterback, and Jason O'Rear. Talk a little bit about those players and everyone else on the offensive side of the ball from an offense last year that led the league in total offense.
Well, I think first and foremost, every head coach is looking for a great quarterback, somebody that can really lead to one side of the football and be an effective weapon in a lot of different areas, whether it's being effective as a leader of the offense or being effective throwing the ball down the field. And I think we've got that in Garrett Pinciotti. He really, for somebody that hadn't had any collegiate starts going into last year and starting our first game, and obviously got banged up in week two and sat out, but finishing the season the way that he did with the command of the offense and really the teammates. We were looking for him to have a big, big year this year. He worked hard in the off season. He worked hard in the summer to get himself ready, and he's making good progress through camp. As far as Jason O'Rear goes, Jason is definitely a big threat wide receiver. He's a tall kid. He can run. He can make a lot of the catches, and he's a difficult guy to bring down when you're playing against some of the smaller DBs. And we like the matchups with him versus the safeties. And I think the most important part is that those two have developed a great quarterback receiver relationship. And Garrett is definitely looking for Jason when he's on the field, and Jason has a real nice ability to be able to get open down the field. So they're progressing well through camp, and we definitely are hoping they're going to have big years this year.
Coach, many people may not realize that Millsaps was also second in scoring defense last year, so you were able to have quite a potent offensive attack with quite a defensive effort too. How important is a balance like that, especially trying to win a conference championship?
Well, I think it's crucial. I think it's absolutely crucial to be able to play well on both sides of the ball. I don't believe in outscoring people and not being able to stop people. I believe in being able to play well on both sides of the ball, because it's not just for us about winning a conference championship. Ultimately, that's the first goal, but beyond then, we're trying to get ready to make a push in the postseason if we're lucky enough to get into the postseason. And when you're talking about getting into postseason play, playing in November, playing on Thanksgiving, there is no way that you can be in the same class as some of the schools that are in the playoffs without a great offense and a great defense. The teams that compete for national championships every year have both.
Coach, last question, and we'll let you go. But you touched a little bit briefly on your opener September 3rd at Mississippi College in the Backyard Brawl. Talk a little bit about what it's like opening the season with a rival like that, as most teams generally kind of close their season with their rival game. What's it like opening the season with that huge rivalry and knowing Mississippi's right there in your backyard?
Well, for us, it's great. For us, it's great. It's never an easy game, and unfortunately, I think we've come out on the losing end more than we've come out on the winning end, but it's an unbelievable way to kick off the season for me. Like I said, I think it really sets the tone for the season with our players, with our fans, with everybody that's involved with the program. It's a big production. It's a big deal. And it's an excellent rivalry. You'd like your opener to maybe be a little bit easier, to maybe ease into the season a little bit. And they're a great football team. But I do believe that our kids look forward to it every year as the opener, more so than maybe playing the game later in the season. I think that it's a big deal to them to open up with Mississippi College. So, as a coach, I think you'd rather have something a little bit, maybe a hurdle that was a little bit easier to go over. I think overall the benefit that it has for the football team, fan base, and everybody else, I think it's just an outstanding thing to do in your first game.
Millsaps head coach Aaron Pelch and the rest of his majors team open up the season, like we said, September 3rd at Mississippi College in the Backyard Brawl. Coach, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and best of luck during 2011.